The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming months, as reported from various sources. And once again, as we start this program, we're talking about entertainment events and venues. But because of COVID-19, more things are being canceled, so the list is getting shorter and shorter as people make adjustments as the pandemic continues to slide along in our lives. So things that I'm talking about, you know, they're on the schedule, but everything is fluid as they make changes. The governor decides, like, the schools was the big thing, and rightly so, because it's getting closer and closer to that time. But once again, if there are venues that you're wanting to visit for entertainment, you should continue to get in touch with the various venues to double-check whether something, an event, is still on or has been canceled or postponed. So we'll give a start today with Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The telephone number there, 919-996-8700. And Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts has nothing on the schedule until Sunday, September 6th. And the performer is Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia. And that's at Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, October 2nd, we have an R-rated magic show. And this is not your grandfather's magic show. Tricks, antics, pranks, stunts, wisecracks, buffoonery, all brought to you by one of the most compelling entertainers of his generation. Side-splitting comedy and mind-blowing magic are brought into the spotlight by comedy magician Grant Freeman. But still, it's an R-rated magic show. Also on Friday, October 2nd, Scary Mommy Live. Mama needs a night out, and we've got just what she's looking for. This all-new live show featuring hilarious stand-up comedy, exclusive videos and cameos from your favorite Scary Mommy personalities brings the laughs, the wit, and the holy moly, you just read my mind humor that you love about Scary Mommy, and that's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, October 28th, the North Carolina Museum of History's Foundation 2020 Distinguished Lecture Series event with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist George Will. Unmatched in political insight, George Will provides witty, trenchant, and informed analysis on America's politics, economy, and society. As this year's distinguished lecturer, his remarks will offer a glimpse into what the future may hold for public affairs, public policy, and American society. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. It starts at 7. Wednesday, November 11th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Teresa Caputo, star of the hit TLC show Long Island Medium, will share personal stories about her life and explain how her gift works. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 13th, Gilberto Santa Rosa, a Puerto Rican band leader and singer of salsa and bolero. He is a 6-time Grammy Award winner, and he sold over 3 million recordings in the United States and Puerto Rico. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Sunday, January 15th and 17th, it's Mozart, the Magic Flute, and this is presented by North Carolina Opera. Mozart's timeless story comes to life. Prince Tamino, or Tamino, with the help of his enduring sidekick, Papageno, is on a mission to rescue the fair Pamina. You'll meet the Queen of the Night with her high-flying, show-stopping arias, and the wise Sarastro, leader of a mysterious brotherhood. This is all at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. The off-Broadway hit comedy is a one-man fusion of theater and stand-up and is a lighthearted theatrical comedy based on the New York Times number one best-selling book of the last decade by John Gray. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, January 29th, Diálé Siskoko and Kira Ba, featuring Tony Williamson, and this is a Pinecone event. Hailing from a long line of Senegalese musicians and storytellers known as griots, Siskoko made the transatlantic move to Pittsburgh with his wife almost a decade ago. Shortly afterward, he formed the band Kira Ba with the aid of some native Piedmont musicians. That concert is at Fletcher Opera Theater. All right, PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office when there are events. All Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. All right, first event is in September. It's Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th, country star Luke Combs and his What You See Is What You Get tour. Luke was born in Charlotte, raised in Asheville. The tour will feature Combs performing with a new In the Round stage design. Friday, October 2nd, at PNC Arena, Festival of Laughs, featuring some more Gary Owen, Lavelle Crawford, Tony Rock, DC Youngfly, and Carlos Miller. Lineup is subject to change. Then the rest of the shows are all moved to next year, for the rest of this year anyway. Everything, some these few are, what do we got here? Three, five of them. Michael Blue Blay, The Dude Perfect 2021 Tour, JoJo Siwa Dream Tour, Rage Against the Machine, and Harry Styles, all those scheduled for next year. They were on the schedule for this year, but everything obviously got changed. Poorhouse Music Hall on Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9 o'clock, unless noted. We've only got two on the schedule right now. Friday, September 18th, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles with Death Wish. And then next year, on Saturday, March 13th, Southern Culture on the Skids. That's Poorhouse Music Hall. At the Ritz, located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Call 919-424-1400, or you can go online at ritzraleigh.com. Most shows start at 8. Sunday, August 16th, Steel Panther, Rock Down in the Lockdown. That starts at 5. Thursday, September 17th, Sirius XM Yacht Rock Radio presents Yacht Rock Review. Starts at 8:30. Wednesday, September 23rd, Band of Horses. Friday, September 25th, The Revivalist Into the Stars Tour. Wednesday, November 18th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy with Sugar, Spice, and Everything Ice Tour. Friday, December 4th, Milky Chance, Mind the Moon Tour 2020. And then there's a pause until March of 2021. Again, that could change at any time based on what they're saying about the pandemic. Okay, Lincoln Theater is on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. 919-821-4111. Saturday, July 25th, One for Greg 4, a tribute to Greg Allman. That's at 8. Friday, July 31st, Cosmic Charlie. Friday, August 14th, Sidewinder with Monica James Band and Night Shift Band at 8. Thursday, August 20th, David Archuleta at 8. Saturday, August 22nd, Future Birds, Road to Floyd Fest 2020. Let me see. We go to all the way to Thursday, October 8th for the Steel Woods at 8. Friday, October 30th, Jack Harlow at 8 o'clock. Then pause until mid-2021. Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, only two events there for the rest of this year currently. Saturday, August 29th, it's Tacos and Taps. Then Friday, November 13th, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. Red Hat Amphitheater. No concerts listed until October. Friday, October 23rd, it's Jamie Johnson. Then it jumps all the way to the 2020 season starting in May. Some cancellations have made the list shorter for the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Wednesday, September 9th, it's KISS, End of the Road World Tour. No meet and greets available. Let me see here. We got October 1st. No, we don't either. August. Everything else is next year. Alanis Morissette and a lot of events have been rescheduled for next year. All right, for a few laughs, Raleigh Improv has a schedule out. Of course, Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. The phone number there, 919-589-8558. Tuesday, August 11th, it's Desi Banks, an actor, comedian, and digital genius on the path to becoming one of his generation's top rising stars. His quick rise to fame has solidified him as one of the most influential influencers of his time. Friday through Sunday, August 14th through the 16th, DeRay Davis, after his wildly successful one-hour Showtime comedy special, DeRay Davis Power Play, that aired to rave reviews, Davis continues to ascend on what can only be described as the Samuel E. Jackson formula, which is a path and pattern of consistent feature film and network television shows. Davis also starred opposite Taraji P. Henson's Cookie Lyons character on the Fox network hit Empire. Thursday, September 3rd at Raleigh Improv, Jeff Allen, the America I Grew Up In tour. Jeff combines clean, hilarious humor like no other comedian working today. Besides performing at corporate functions and fundraisers, he regularly appears on television, radio, and casinos across the country. Sunday, September 13th, it is Andy Forrester. Andy has been performing comedy since 1999, and his brand of off-the-wall humor has made him a club favorite across the country. His likable, self-deprecating, fun, easygoing style is friendly to everyone as he walks you through the mind and life of the man many call the Big A. Thursday, September 17th at Raleigh Improv, James Gregory. For decades, the unforgettable character of veteran comedian James Gregory has stood grinning, his shirt untucked, his arms outstretched, a carefree welcome to a down-home hilarious comedy experience. It's storytelling at its best. Wednesday, September 23rd, Tammy and the Gang. Chelsea Lynn is a comedian, actress, and internet personality extraordinaire. She started building a fan base in 2014 when her sketches featuring her alter ego, Trailer Trash Tammy, went viral. Her videos have since gained hundreds of millions of views across the internet and have launched her career on screen and in comedy touring. Friday through Sunday, September 25th through the 27th, Russell Peters. Russell started doing stand-up at the ripe old age of 19 at open mics in Toronto, and then spent the next 15 years honing his craft at clubs across Canada and the UK. Only a handful of today's artists can claim their success began with YouTube, and even less, if any, having then been named alongside such luminaries as Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and Eddie Murphy in Rolling Stone's list of the 50 best comics of all time. All right, checking the schedule at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there is 919-828-5233. Friday through Sunday, July 31st through August 2nd, Sky Torrey. Raw, raunchy, and bursting with energy, Guy hits the stage with little to no filter and a flair for the absurd. Quick-witted and always pushing the envelope a little further with his rough language and touchy subject matter, you can expect to hear all the ridiculous jokes on everything from marriage to divorce and dating to sex. Thursday through Saturday, August 6th through the 8th, Brian Regan. Critics, fans, and fellow comedians agree. Brian is one of the most respected comedians in the country, with Vanity Fair calling him the funniest stand-up alive. And Entertainment Weekly calls him your favorite comedian's favorite comedian. Having built his 30-plus year career on the strength of his material alone, Brian's nonstop theater tour continuously fills the most beautiful venues across North America. Thursday through Saturday, August 13th through the 15th at Goodnight's, Jeremiah Watkins. Jeremiah is heralded as the comedian that made Judd Apatow fall in love with comedy again. And that's a quote from Judd himself. You may know him as one-third of the wave from Comedy Central's Roast Battle, in the Comedy Jam, or as one-half of the musical comedy super duo Reagan and Watkins during Kill Tony, the number one live podcast in the world. Thursday through Saturday, August 20th through the 22nd, Big J Okerson. Raunchy and brash, yet endearing and honest, Big J is one of the country's most in-demand comedians. Okerson has appeared on This Is Not Happening and Louie, and is the co-host of SiriusXM's The Bonfire, alongside Dan Soder, and recently released his own Comedy Central Hour special, Big J Okerson, live at Webster Hall. Thursday through Saturday, September 17th through the 19th, it's Chris DiStefano, one of New York City's young stand-up stars. Chris is most definitely a comic to keep your eye on. You can find this high-energy comic on MTV2's Guy Code, along with appearances on MTV's Girl Code, and as a co-host of MSGTV's The Bracket. Friday through Sunday, September 25th through the 27th, Brian Posen. Brian may be a self-proclaimed nerd, but he's also the king of comedy cameos. With an IMDb page that reads like a laundry list of 90s and early 2000s comedy TV shows and movies, Posen garners a fan base that turns up for his self-deprecating humor, awkward relatability, and unapologetically nerdy views. He's had recurring roles on CBS's Big Bang Theory, Seinfeld, Just Shoot Me, and Everybody Loves Raymond. Special note for both comedy clubs, all shows are 18 plus unless noted. A reminder, there's an addition to the list of canceled festivals this year because of COVID-19. Raleigh's annual Hopscotch Music Festival has been canceled for 2020. The dates for next year's Hopscotch Music Festival, September 9th through the 11th, 2021. North Carolina's big show of the fall is still a big question mark, the NC State Fair. On the schedule for October 15th through the 25th, the fair is held in Raleigh and put on by North Carolina's Department of Agriculture. The department has yet to make a decision on whether or not the event will be canceled. The state fair attracts nearly a million visitors last year, with avenues throughout the fairgrounds often crammed with people shoulder to shoulder. Meanwhile, as a result of the ongoing COVID-19, the uncertainty of conditions come September, the North Carolina Mountain State Fair will not be held this year. And things on the maybe, maybe not list is a very, very popular event. Tickets for Raleigh Parks and Parks Department's popular Holiday Express event usually go on sale in late July, but the pandemic is forcing some change. Because of the uncertainty related to COVID-19 and the inability to hold large gatherings, the city has announced it is postponing Holiday Express ticket sales. They were scheduled to go on sale July 28th. Typically, tickets sell out within an hour or so of going on sale. Exactly when tickets might go on sale, and even if the event will be held, is yet to be determined. The city said in the announcement that updates will be shared on its Holiday Express website through @RaleighParks social media. A couple of state craft beer festivals won't be happening this year due to COVID-19. Brugaloo, which is held every spring in downtown Raleigh, announced that it would not be happening this year. The festival was originally scheduled for April, but was pushed back to August because of the pandemic, so now it's off the list. And Beer Akana, which is held annual at Sug Farm in Holly Springs, will also not be happening this year. Organizers announced via social media that the event planned for October was canceled. All right, a couple of other things going on at the, let's look at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Right now, scheduled events have been moved to 2021. And Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concerts, only one for the rest of the year. Right now, it's scheduled for Saturday, October 10th, Garth Brooks and his Dive Bar Stadium tour. And at Greensboro Coliseum, no events until next year. at Holly Springs, the cultural center there. Friday, August 7th, the Will McBride Group program is now online only. And the Bachelor in Holly Springs has been apparently postponed for now as well. Summer Fun Saturdays in Apex and the Peak Fest 2020 have been canceled. Peak Fest 2020 canceled, the Super Fun Saturdays actually postponed. All right, checking out some carry events. Let's look at the 2020-2021 Marvelous Music Main Stage Series held at Carry Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. Friday, September 18th, Good Shot Judy. Friday, November 13th, Emil Pandolfi presents Music of the Night. Friday, January 8th, Blue Jupiter. Friday, January 15th, Nina Simone, No Fear and Blues Long Gone. Sunday, March 21st, Time for Three. And Saturday, April 17th, Ian Sherwood. The Marvelous Music Family Series with all shows at the Carry Arts Center on Saturdays, right now on the schedule, September 19th. The Story Ship presents Aliens Alive. And October 17th, the Fairy Tales of Grimm. Then December 19th, a bonus performance, Carry Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. January 16th, African American Heroes and Sheroes, presented by Linda Gorham. March 27th, Dream Big, presented by Roger Day. Carrie's Park After Dark, entertainment on select Wednesdays at the downtown park from 7 to 9. The events are free. Currently, there are two dates set, August 12th and September 9th. And a reminder again, all of these dates are fluid and could change. Carry Live, also two shows, September 26th and October 17th. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.